We continue Bezat Hashem in Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. Before we begin the last perek of Sha'ar Bet, which is perek Yudchet, let's just review a little bit and do the Hagaha at the end of perek Yudzayin, the Hagaha that begins with the words Venikret B'Torah HaKdosha on page Kuf Kav Dalet. The Nefesh HaChaim was telling us how we connect our nefesh with the nefesh of the words of the tefillah, to connect our ruach with the ruach of the words, to connect our neshama with the neshama of the words, right? The otiyot, the nekudot, the te'amim. And then in Perek Yudzayin we learned that there is neshama le neshama, there is a higher level that is beyond the neshama, that's chaya, that's the shoresh ha-neshama. And in the words of the tefillah, it corresponds to the tseruf ha-otiyot, to the combination of the letters which forms the neshama of the words and their koach, their spiritual koach, b'shorsham ha-elyon. Now, we're not able to understand that at all. We're not on the level. And he says that Bezat Hashem, the Zohar HaKadosh says, in the time of Tchiyat HaMetim, that's when Am Yisrael will be zochet to a clarity. Le'alma de'ate zaminin li'istakela benishmeta le'nishmeta de'oraita. Am Yisrael will receive the clarity to be able to gaze at the neshama of Nishmat HaTorah. And that place is called Shoresh Nishmot Klal Yisrael Yachad. That's Knesset Yisrael. It's the Sfira of Malchut de Atzilut. It's called Knesset Yisrael. The Neshama of the Neshama is the place where all the Neshamot of Klal Yisrael come from. That's where they're all Klulim Biyachad. Today's Rosh Chodesh Av. It's Kedai that we should learn the Haggaha at the end of Perek Yud Zayin. So again, on page Kuf Kav Dalet. Venikret b'Torah Kedosha El Elohe Haruchot Lechol Basar. That's referring to the world that's called Knesset Yisrael, the Shoresh of the Neshama. Ayen Zohar Korach Vayomeru El Elohe Haruchot Deihu Atar De Nishmatin Taman Salkin Umitaman Atya. That's where all the Neshamot go, and that's where all the Neshamot come from. If you skip a few lines, which he only gives us here sources in the Zohar HaKadosh and the Kitvei Ari, and then he says, "V'zehu inyan ha-katuv," and that's what it says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah Perek Bet. We read it at the end of the Haftarah of last week, which is right before the Haftarah of this Shabbat. "Halokh v'karata be'oznei Yerushalayim lemor." Go and declare to the people of Yerushalayim. And it says there, Zacharti lach chesed ne'uraich ahavat kelulotaich. Hashem says, I remember for you, I will always remember the chesed that you did with me when you were young, ahavat kelulotaich, the love that you had for me when we just got married, Hashem says. So he says, Ki na hakatuv klal Yisrael b'shem Yerushalayim. Why is Hashem telling Yirmiyah, Haloch v'karata be'ozne Yerushalayim lemo? It should be be'ozne kol Yisrael. We see in the Pasuk here that Yerushalayim, besides its simplest form, which is Yerushalayim, the city, but Yerushalayim is referring to Knesset Yisrael. Ki hi haita knesiyat klal Yisrael. That's the place where Am Yisrael would joined together. They would gather together. Ba'alotam l'ra'ot p'nei ha'adon Hashem baregel, when they would come to see Hashem in the Shalosh Regalim. V'sham kiblu klal Yisrael shefa Torah k'dusha v'ir'a. When Am Yisrael would come together in Yerushalayim, they would receive a special clarity in Torah, in k'dusha and yir'at Hashem, there in Yerushalayim. Kol echad lefi shoresh achizat nishmato miknesset Yisrael. Each one in accordance with how connected he was with the shoresh of his neshama. Again, this is referring to the higher level than nefesh ruach and neshama. The one that comes above that, that's neshama lenishmeta. That's the place that's called Chaya, that's the place that's called Knesset Yisrael. It's the place that's called El Elohe HaRuchot Lechol Basar. It's the place that's called Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim Shel Mala refers to Knesset Yisrael, refers to the place where all the neshamot of Am Yisrael come from and they join together. So when they would come Aliyah LaRegel to Yerushalayim, each one in accordance with how much he was connected with it, the shoresh of his neshama, would receive a shefa of Torah, Kedusha, and Yir'ah. V'laze nikret Yerushalayim Shel Ma'ala. That's what's referred to when it's called Yerushalayim Shel Ma'ala. V'zehu she'amar ahavat kelulotayich. What's it lomar? Klilut. That's why in the Pasuk it says, Zacharti lachesed neurayich, ahavat kelulotayich. The love of kelulotayich. That's Klal Yisrael. When everyone is together, Knesset Yisrael. And then he continues the Haggah and he says, V'zehu inyan shechina. Whenever we see the word Shekhinah, which means the divine presence, it's referring to that place of Knesset Yisrael. It's referring to that place of the Shoresh HaNeshamot of Am Yisrael. That's called Shekhinah. Pirusho HaPashut Shel Shekhinah Hainu Kviut Dira. The simple meaning of Shekhinah means the place where Hashem decided to keep his dwelling for his divine presence, where his divine presence dwells among us. That's Shekhinah. We say in the Leshem Yichud Kutcha Berichu Ushchinte. There is Kutcha Berichu, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there is the Shekhinah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where is the Shekhinah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where Am Yisrael is together, by Knesset Yisrael. So in the Kitve Ari, in the Zohar HaKadosh, in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, the term Knesset Yisrael is synonymous with Shechinte, with the Shechinah of Hashem. Kema'amaram Zal, miyom shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu olamo, nit'ava sheyeh lo dira b'tachtonim. Chazal tell us in the Midrash that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, his desire was that he should have a dwelling place down below. And where is that? Where is the Shekhinah? Efo mishkan kevodo? Efo shochen? Where is the dwelling place of Hashem? Ve'ikar kvi'at irato yitbarach shemo haya b'Yerushalayim. The Shekhinah was in Yerushalayim in the time of the Beit HaMikdash. So now we understand why Yerushalayim, Shel Ma'ala, Knesset Yisrael, Shekhinah, all these words are synonymous. Hitgalut kedushato bli hitlapshut levushin. In Yerushalayim took place the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any levushim. It was with such clarity that we didn't have anywhere else. V'hu she'amru zal, ken? המשכן היה במדבר, ואז היה בגלגל, ואז בנוב, ואז בשילו, ואחר כך בבית המקדש, בירושלים. וזה השכינה, זה איפה שהקדוש ברוך הוא שכן איתנו, שכן בתוכנו. And he brings here a statement in the Gemara, מסכת שבת, שבת דף קוף ממה עמוד בית, the Amri Inshi, there is a saying that people say, now it could be taken in its simplest terms, but the Nefesh HaChaim is explaining it in Pnimiyut. Simply, what is the saying? Amri Inshi, the Gemara in Shabbat Kuf Memhe says, people say a saying, Bemata Shemai, Belo Mata Totavai. What's that? When I am in my city, Bemata, Kshani Be'iri, when I'm in my hometown, Shemai, everybody knows me by my name. But Belo Mata, when I'm outside of my city, when I'm in a different city, Totavai, people know me by my clothing. I see, this is a rabbi. Oh, this is a policeman. Oh, this... Meaning, depending on what he wears, people don't know his name. They recognize him by his clothing. Oh, he comes from New York. Oh, he comes from Yerushalayim. That's the simple meaning. Be'mata shemai. Be'iri, kulam yodim et Hashem sheli. Be'lo mata, michutz le'iri, betotavai. Yodim oti, makirim oti lefi levushi. According to my levush. So... says the Nefesh HaChaim Yenzo v'sichatam tzrichat Talmud. Le'inyanenu, he says, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bemata, in the city of Yerushalayim, Mir HaKodesh, Shemai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nigla Alenu Bishmo HaKadosh, with his name. I'm at the end of Perek Yud Zayin, the end of the Haggahah of Perek Yud Zayin. All right? Like we say in the Tefillah, V'shimcha HaGadol V'HaKadosh Alenu Karata. Your name you called upon us. And that was in Yerushalayim, in the time when Am Yisrael received such a clarity of Emunah, of Kedushah, of Torah. That's in Yerushalayim. Outside of Yerushalayim, after the Chorban Beit HaMikdash, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitgale with levushim. There's all types of clothing, all types of outer layers which we have to see through in order to be megale kudsha baruch hu shchinte. Now we begin Perek Yudchet. Okay? Perek Yudchet. V'hine, achar shekvar hurgal uzdura lo tfilato. Now, after a person is trained and his tefillah is well organized in accordance with what we learned up until now. And what is that? Behitkashrut hagimel b'chinot nefesh ruach neshama shebichlalut nafsho al yedei ha'otiyot unekudot uteamim shebichol teva. Once a person is able to be mesader his tefillah by binding the three bechinot, the three aspects of his neshama, nefesh ruach neshama, through the otiyot, nekudot, and te'amim of each and every teva, as we explained before in Perek Tetzayin and Perek Yudzayin, kemo shenitbaer le'el beperek Tetzayin. Now he goes up a level. Yitatzem betohar machshavto vekavanato. He should strengthen himself with purity of his machshava and kavana. Ledabek achar ze kol hagimel pchinot nefesh ruach neshama bibchinat nishmeta lenishmeta hanal shehu shoresh nishmato. Now to take the nefesh ruach neshama and to bind it together with the higher level, with nishmeta lenishmeta, with the neshama of the neshama, as he explained in Perek Yud Zayin al yedeh. Now how does he connect to that? The nefesh, he connects to the otiyot. The Ruach, he connects to the Nekudot. The Neshama, he connects to the Te'amim. Nishmeta le Nishmeta al yedei tzerufei ha'otiyot shel ha'teva b'shoresh kedushatam ha'inyona. By the combination of the letters. By the tzeruf ha'otiyot. Ukshehitdabek bezot ha'madrega. Of course, we're talking on higher levels now. When a person is able to reach such a high level, as yuchal lehechashev keilu eno ba'olam klal. That's when he reaches a level in tefillah as if he's not in this world. Umimela itbatel be'enav mikol vakol. He becomes cancelled out in his eyes. He becomes nullified, batel, umvutal, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He becomes one with Hashem in the middle of tefillah. Ki bechina zot hi na'ala mimadregat ha'adam ata. This level is higher than the level of Adam now, כמו שכתבתי לאל, as we explained before. ויכלול עצמו בשורש נשמתו. And so he combines himself with the shoresh of his neshama, with what we just called Yerushalayim, with what we just called Knesset Israel. בכלל שורש העליון של כלל נשמות ישראל יחד. Once a person is above the level of nefesh ruach neshama, once he reaches that level of nishmeta lenishmeta, now he's in a place where there's no individuality. Now it's not your neshama. Now you're together בכלליות, אהבת כלולותייך, when you're בכלליות with all the neshamot of כלל ישראל. That's in ספירת מלכות דאצילות. לכן קבעו אנשי כנסת הגדולה לומר התחלת תפילת העמידה, הפסוק השם שפתי תפתח. That's why אנשי כנסת הגדולה instituted for us, before we begin the תפילה, to say the פסוק in תהילים, השם שפתי תפתח, open up my שפתיים, please help me to open up my lips. Why are we asking for this in the beginning of the תפילה? כי מי שזוכה למדרגה זו בעת התפילה, because when a person who is zochet to such a level of not only combining his nefesh, ruach, and neshama to the otiyot ha-tefillah. But he even connects to his, he connects his naran, he connects his nefesh, ruach, neshama to the nishmeta de nishmeta. Hare mitkashrut ha-machshava zo yuchal yot gufo ke'even domim. When he reaches such a high level, as we just said, he becomes batel, he may become just like a even domem. He won't be able to move. Like the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im, when they reached a high level of Nevu'ah, that's it. They weren't gufani anymore. They weren't physical. They were on a higher level. It's as if they were paralyzed physically. Uke'ilem lo yiftach piv. He's not able to open his mouth. Rak shehu yitbarach yiftach sefatav ledaber lefanav tevot ha-tfilah. So that now we understand that the pasuk that precedes the Amidah is just in case you're on that level. Just in case you're on such a level, like the Nevi'im who reached the level of Shoresh, Neshama le Neshama, and he's Pashut, on a physical level, he's not able to open up his mouth because he became Batel Umvutal Ke'even Domem. That's why Hashem, only with you, Hashem, you open up my mouth. Sefatai Tiftach. Velachen Amar Shem Aleph Daled Nun Yud Dafka. That's why in this pasuk it doesn't say Yud Kev Vavke. Hashem Sefatai Tiftach. It's Lashon Adnut. Aleph Daled Nun Yud. Why Shem Adnut? Sheusod Knesset Yisrael Hanal. In the Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Sfarim Hakdoshim, you see that the Shem Aleph Daled Nun Yud is Keneged Malchut. It's Keneged Klal Knesset Yisrael. Yud Kev Vavke is Keneged is Kucha Berichu. That's why we say in Leshem Yichud, Leshem Yichud Kutcha Berichu Ushchinte. The purpose of our tefillah, the purpose of our mitzvot, is to make a Yichud, is to combine Kutcha Berichu Ushchinte. To take the name Havaya and to take the name of Adnut, Aleph Daled Nun Yud, and to be Meshalev, and to be Miyached. That's why you'll see in the Sidurim, every time we have Hashem's name, we make a yichud of the two names of Yud Kev Vav Keh and Aleph Daled Nun Yud in two ways. One way is Aleph Daled Nun Yud is put into the He of the Yud Kev Vav Keh, and also to be Mechaven Yud Aleph He Daled Vav Nun He Yud. This is Shiluv Adnut VeHavaya. This is yichud Kutcha Berichu Ushchinte. Kutcha Berichu Shem Havaya Shechinte Shechina is Shem Aleph Daled Nun Yud. What have we been saying till now? That Shekhinah is Knesset Israel, is Malchut Atzilut, is Neshama LeNishmeta, is El Elohe Aruchot L'chol Basar, is Yerushalayim Shel Maala. Our tafkid in the Tefillah is to take the Neshama LeNishama, Knesset Israel, Shekhinteh, and to be Meyached, to unify it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. He becomes Batel. He says, when he reached that level, he becomes batel. Why is he batel? He becomes together, he becomes me'uchad with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's yichud kutcha baruch hu shchinteh. That's why in the pasuk, Hashem sefatai tiftach, dafka the name Aleph Daled Nun Yud is used, because Aleph Daled Nun Yud is keneged Knesset Israel, is keneged Shechina, is keneged Malchut. Ve'ayen bepri etz chaim sof shar abriya. בעניין זה הפסוק קודם התפילה שאמרו רזל עליו שהוא כתפילה ריכתה. דגמרא עם ברכות דף בית. Said that the פסוק השם שפתי תפתח is an extension of the תפילה. That's why it's not a הפסק between גאולה לתפילה. It's not a הפסק between גאל ישראל and the תפילה. Because it's כתפילה ריכתה דמיה, דגמרא says. It's an extension of the תפילה. וזהו שאמרו רזל, המתפלל צריך שייתן ליבו למעלה. That's why it says in the Gemara, Yevamot Kufhe, a person who prays has to put his heart upwards. Uken shepiresh Rabbeinu Yonah Sham, like Rabbeinu Yonah explained, similar to what it says, Vechen, Chasidim HaRishonim Hayu Shoim Sha'achat Kedei Sheyichavnu Et Libam LaMakom. The Chasidim HaRishonim used to wait before the tefillah 1 hour in order to reach a level of Lechaven Et Libam LaMakom. What does that mean, Lechaven Et Libam LaMakom? What does it mean, what we just said? Iten libo lemala? It means to be bekasher nefesh ruach neshama of his to the nishmeta le nishmeta, which is a bechina of the yichud, kutcha berichu shchinteh, the yichud between Shem Havaya and Shem Adnut. to a point where the person becomes batel. Ve'lachen, it says in the Haggahah, Rabotai, look in the first Haggahah, lachen tiknu she'tekef achar ha'amidah yimsor nafsho v'ruchov v'nishmato legamre lemita b'pasuk elecha Hashem nafshi yesa. Rabotai, what do we do after the Amidah? We do tachanun, nefilat apayim. Which pasuk do we say in the beginning of nefilat apayim? Le'David, Elecha Hashem nafshi esa. Rabotai, this is the most important pasuk of the Tachanun. The Zohar HaKadosh says on this pasuk, Chas v'shalom, a person shouldn't have kavana. The Zohar HaKadosh says a person has to have kavana in that pasuk to be moser nafsho to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elecha Hashem nafshi esa. Hashem, I give over my nefesh to you. Why do we say this pasuk after the tefillah? Because that's the whole purpose of the tefillah, to combine, to bring together our nefesh, ruach neshama, all the way up to the sefirat malchut ha'atzilut, to make that yichud, kudsha berichu u'shchinte. She'tekev achar ha'amida yimsor nafsho v'ruchov v'nishmato legamre lemita b'pasuk elecha Hashem nafshi yesa le'ha'alotam im ha'nefesh ruach neshama shel ha'gimel ha'olamot u'lekolelam yachad b'malchut ha'atzilut, as we explained. That's the main thing of nefilat apayim. Are maze nefilat apayim? What does it mean you fall? Or like we do, we sit. Ze gam ken me'en nefila. When we sit, it's like a nefila. Lama? Ze nechshav kmo bitul. It's like a bitul. When a person reaches a level of elecha Hashem nafshi esa, that his nefesh ruach neshama is mitdabek b'kadosh baruch hu, so pashut u'mitbatel, as we just said. That's nefilat apayim. That's why we sit down. We don't sit down to take a rest. The sitting down is an illustration, is a demonstration of bitul klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it says, Vayipelu al penehem vayomeru el Elohe aruchot lechol basar. Rabotai. Ve'lachen tzach lechaven bir'uta deliba kilu niftar min ha'olam legamre. And then the next Haggahah, and with this we finish our bet. Ve'lachen klal seder ha'tfila nechlak ledalet. That's why in Shachrit we have four parts. Shehem adalet p'chinot nefesh ruach neshama v'shoresh ha'neshama. We have four parts of the tefillah, right? You have in the sidurim. The first part is keneged olam ha'asiyah. That's korbanot. That's from the beginning, from Akedat Yitzchak until Baruch Shamar. From Baruch Shamar, it's keneged olam ha'yetzira. Until Yotzer. From Yotzer, keneged olam ha'briya. And then Amidah is keneged olam ha'atzilut. These four worlds are keneged nefesh. Nefesh is keneged olam ha'asiya. Ruach is keneged olam ha'yetzira. Neshama is keneged olam ha'biri'a. And then neshama de neshama is keneged olam ha'atzilut. Sod malchut ha'atzilut, as we said. So that's what we're doing by the tefillah. Ha'korbanot hem neged bechinat ha'nefesh. Ve'olam ha'nefesh asiya kem ba'im al chet'e bechinat ha'nefesh. Nefesh ki techeta, it says by the korbanot. Upsuked zimra neged olam ruach. Dem psuked zimra is keneged the upper world of ruach. Olam malachim ha'meshorerim. That's the world of the malachim who sing. That's psuked zimra. Kriyat shema birchoteha neged hechalin de bria. Kayadua olam ha'neshamot. Ube'amirat parashat ha'korbanot ad baruch shama. So when a person says the parashat korbanot until baruch shama, what is the kavanah supposed to be? Yechaven leha'alot kol bechinat ha'nefashot ha'asiya. To bring up his nefesh of olam ha'asiya, shehu olam, shehu ha'pnimiyut ha'asiya. Lekalelam beruach di yetzira. The whole purpose of the korbanot until baruch shama is to work on attaching our nefesh to the ruach, to the upcoming olam ha'yetzira. ויחלול גם נפשו עמהם לקשרם ברוחו. ומברור שאמר עד ברכות קריאת שמה, יחלול כל הנפשים דעשייה והרוחים ביצירה, וגם בחינת נפשו ורוחו בנשמתים דבריאה. ומברכות קריאת שמה עד העמידה, יחלול ויעלה כל הנפש רוח נשמה דבריאה יצירה עשייה ונפש רוח נשמה שלו עמהם, לכוללם יחד בשורש הנשמה, שורש כנסייה של כלל נשמות ישראל יחד. It's all one build-up of attaching the nefesh to the ruach, and then nefesh ruach to the neshama, and then nefesh ruach neshama to the neshama de nishmeta. That's when we get up to the amida. ועיין קצת מכל זה בפרי עץ חיים פרק א' משער התפילה, וזהו שרמז שם האריזל במה שכתב, ועל ידי כך נכללת השכינה מכולם. וזהו שאמר האריזל לקבל על עצמו קודם תפילת מצוות ואהבת לרעך כמוך. רבותיי, we end with this. That's why the Ari HaKadosh says it's so important, we have it in the Sidurim, before we begin the tefillah, to start by what? הריני מקבל על עצמי מצוות ואהבת לרעך כמוך. Why are we doing that? You know why? Because what's the whole purpose of the tefillah? Is to reach that point of Malchut HaAtzilut. What's Malchut HaAtzilut? Knesset Yisrael. That's the place where all Klalut Neshamot Yisrael are together. That's the only way for our tefillah to be mitkabel, is if we feel that we are together with Klal Yisrael. So from the beginning of the tefillah, Hareni mikabel alai mitzvat ve'ahavt l'reacha kamocha, which means that's our purpose. We're attaching our nefesh to our ruach, to the neshama, to nishmeta de nishmeta. That's Knesset Yisrael, that's Olam HaNeshamot, that's Malchut HaAtzilut, that's where all the neshamot together, that's ve'ahavt l'reacha kamocha. That's why it's important to be mikabel de mitzvah ve'ahavt l'reacha kamocha before the tefillah. And what did we call that world? What did he say? It's called Yerushalayim. That's why Yerushalayim was destroyed, because of Sinat Chinam. When there's Pirud with Klal Yisrael, there's no Yerushalayim. Because Yerushalayim, in Olam HaPnimiyut, is Olam of Knesset Yisrael. Haloch v'karata be'ozne Yerushalayim lemor. Zacharti lachesed neuraich, avat kelulotayich. If there's no kelulotayich, there's no Yerushalayim. So why we don't have Yerushalayim abnuya? Is because we're still not on that level of Sod Knesset Yisrael. There's still a little bit of Pirud between us. That's why at this time of the year, we have to work on togetherness. Klalut, Ahdut, Ahavat, Ve'ahavta le'reacha kamocha, so that we can rebuild Yerushalayim Shel Ma'ala and Yerushalayim Shel Mata, b'mehra bi'yamenu, Amen ve'amen.